This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. We come face to face with food every day, from the supermarket aisle to leftover cake at the office. But we can't always take that food at face value. Understanding what we eat and what goes into the cost of what we eat takes a little digging. Tracy McMillan is a journalist and author of The American Way of Eating. She went undercover to get a better sense of where this country's food comes from. Her assignment took her to work as a produce clerk at a Walmart in Michigan. She found it tough to eat well on what they paid her. Tracy also spent time as a server at a Brooklyn Applebee's, where she was shocked at how little fresh food was found in that kitchen. But her story as a farm laborer here in California is perhaps the most eye-opening. She joins us to talk about what she learned working on industrial farms. Tracy, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
What prompted you to delve into this question of whether it's possible for those on the lower end of the economic spectrum to eat well?
I personally felt a real disconnect when I would hear sort of, you know, my friends in Brooklyn talking about going to the farmer's market and spending all this money on heirloom tomatoes. And but also, you know, my background as a welfare and poverty reporter. So I spent most of my work life, you know, meeting folks in welfare centers and public housing projects, and they cared about their food, but just, you know, they weren't going to go spend money on heirloom tomatoes for the most part.
Well, set up for us how you started out this experiment.
Sure. So basically, you know, each time I moved to a different workplace, I gave myself, you know, the startup fund by minimum wage for 1 month. And then I would sort of, because I was spending 2 months in each job, you know, I would really have to be living off my wages. What ended up happening was that, for instance, in the fields in California, housing costs end up getting split among so many people in one house.
Yeah, in fact, you ended up living with 17 people at one point.
Yeah, I was in this little two-bedroom sort of bungalow, and so there was a family of seven in one bedroom, a family of four in the second. I had a cubby off the living room, and then there were four or five guys living in the garage.
Now, the first third of the book, you are in these fields. You picked grapes, then peaches, and then garlic. None of them seemed to be terribly pleasant experiences. And you ended up basically running out of money to buy food for yourself. How did that happen?
My sense of how to budget for food was still really based on, you know, a relatively middle class experience. If you're working field labor, you actually eat four meals a day because you eat at 4 a.m. when you get up. You eat at 9 a.m., which is lunch in the field. You have dinner at, you know, 7 o'clock at night. And so you've got to have some sort of afternoon meal. And I didn't really calculate that into my plan. And so what I would end up doing is just getting so hungry that it became irrational and would, like, run to the local bakery. You know, I never told anybody that I was a journalist, as far as everyone knew when I was doing the work. You know, I was just a really broke white girl.
Mm-hmm. There's a scene in the book where you talk about what is essentially a food pantry out of the back of a pickup truck. And one of the points that is being made here is that, you know, this is one of the few times where these workers who are basically around fresh food all day, but this is one of the only times when they can actually get some of it themselves.
Right. Particularly in the community I was living in, you know, there was one grocery store, not a great produce section. Most of it's relatively expensive. So when you go to, you know, the food pantry giveaway, what you're able to get are these, you know, beautiful fruits, you know, which might be near turning, but, you know, you get fresh fruit and things that are more of a treat for families.
And the other eye-opening element of that first third of the book that startled me was how much cheating is still going on in terms of what workers are paid versus what they worked.
Right. That was really shocking for me, too. I think that if, you know, I'd had somebody interview me in depth before I started the project, I would have said, I'm sure farm work is really hard and you don't make much money. But to me, not much money would have still meant minimum wage.
Right.
And what was happening instead, right, is I was getting paid $1.60 for every 5 gallon bucket of garlic I could pick. And, you know, on a day when I picked 10 buckets, the company, even though we both had proof that I had been there for 8 or 9 hours, gave me a check saying that I had been there for 2 hours.
And what was frustrating to me as a reader who tries to be cognizant of these issues when I go shopping was that, it, you know, even a company like Christopher Ranch, which is well known as one of the big garlic distributors and is sold at Whole Foods, that they use a middleman that engages in some of these practices.
Right. I mean, it's incredibly common in produce harvesting to use a farm labor contractor. They take care of all of the paperwork and they take on all the legal responsibility for hiring that workforce and making sure the work gets done. And what that means is that, you know, the growers don't really have to know what's going on very much.
What frustrates me after reading your book is that I kind of feel like I'm actually a bit helpless in trying to change the system. It feels very hopeless.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. For me, what's been really interesting is to come to this realization that expecting that the way we will change and fix the food system is by everybody making better individual decisions, mm-hmm. that's actually not going to do it, right? Because what we need to do, if we want Americans all to be eating healthfully, we need it to be easy for them to do it. I feel like a lot of the discussion over time has been, you know, about you should go to the farmers markets, which, by the way, are only open for 5 hours every Saturday.
Right.
Right. Or you should be cooking everything at home from scratch, you know, 5-6 nights a week, which is, you know, difficult for a lot of people. How do we make it easy for everybody? We need to be demanding things from our politicians, you know, to give us a food system that feeds us well.
Tracy McMillan is the author of The American Way of Eating, Undercover at Walmart, Applebee's, Farm Fields, and The Dinner Table. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.